This podcast is brought to you by Friends of Compassion Podcast.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16, let's hear what God said. Because we matter to God, He has sent us His Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3, let's look at verse 16, first from the NKJV. This is what the Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians church. He prayed this for the church. This is what he said. He said, I pray that God will grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in your inner man. Let me take it again. That God would grant you, comma, according to the riches of His glory, comma, to be, that's what I want you to see, to be strengthened with might through His Holy Spirit in your inner man. And so He gave us His Holy Spirit so that we can be strengthened with might in our inner man. We are not weak. We are not. When the Holy Ghost came, strength came. We are strengthened with might through His Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit in our inner man. I want us to read the same book, the same chapter, the same verse. Let's take it from NLT. Let's see what it says. New Living Translation. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, oh hallelujah, God's unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. See why He has given us His Holy Spirit, the need for His Holy Spirit? Because we matter to Him. He gave us His own Spirit. For example, the Bible says that God has given us His Holy Spirit that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. And what are some of the things that are freely given to us by God? Listen to this. This is what He's praying for us to. God Himself is going to reveal this to us. Some of the things that are freely given to us by His Holy Spirit. His strength. Let's read it again. I pray that from His glorious, God's glorious, glorious, unlimited resources. Oh, isn't this wonderful to hear that God's resources are unlimited? Yes, we are from there. We are from heaven. And our resources, or the resources in heaven, they are unlimited. So we keep asking, we keep receiving. Resources on earth are limited. Now, they are even talking about inflation and all that. Well, if you're a child of God, this should never move you. None of these things should move you. You're a child of God. God is your source. You don't depend on this world system. You depend on the heaven system. Because the Bible says we are citizens of heaven. We are. And our resources are from there. Wow. Unlimited resources. From God, from His glorious unlimited resources. So that's all. Unlimited resources. He will empower you. Empower me with inner strength through His Holy Spirit. Because we matter to Him, He has given us His Holy Spirit so we can have inner strength. And inner strength produces physical strength. I want us to read this in a different translation. I want us to read this from the Message translation. This is what it says in the Message. I ask Him, Paul said he's praying for the church. He's praying for the church on their behalf. He's asking God to strengthen you strengthen me by His Holy Spirit. The word I want us to see, to strengthen inner strength. So we face life with this God's strength, the inner strength. And this is the Holy Spirit's strength. And mind you, the Holy Spirit is God Himself. The Lord is our light and He is our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our lives. And whom shall we be afraid? Inner strength. See, Message. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite Him in. Inner strength. When we did this, strength came. When the Holy Spirit came, strength came. Why? Because we matter to God. So He gave us His Holy Spirit because we matter to Him. Let's look at this also from the Passion Translation. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches. See that? God's unlimited riches of His glory. and favor. God didn't just cross his arms saying you matter to him, so he did nothing. No. Within you, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Let me take it again. He's praying for us. He's praying for the church, you and I. Even though he prayed for the Ephesians, he's also praying for us. I'm talking about why he has given us his Holy Spirit, because we matter to him. And when the Holy Spirit came, something happened. Look at this. And I pray that he would unveil, reveal, manifest to you, within you, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. Unlimited riches of glory, unlimited riches of his favor. Until, he's praying that this should be revealed to us, until supernatural strength floods our innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. It happened when the Holy Spirit came. And this is the prayer he's praying for the church. When the Holy Spirit came, this is what happened. Why? Because we matter to him. For example, he has even given us his name, the name of his son, to use. God has given him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of that name, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He has given us this name, that name, that name, that name. In Mark chapter 16, and he said, and these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents in his name. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. His name, his name, his name. I believe in John chapter 14, verse 13, the Lord said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, whatsoever, not some, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He has not left us helpless. We matter to him. Human beings matter to him. You matter to God. And that is why he sent you his son, Jesus Christ. I remember after one Sunday service, a dear lady from India, she approached me and told me that something has been happening in her room in the night for some time. When she sleeps, when she's about to sleep in the night, there is this kind of a force or wind that starts to blow things in the room and start to manifest in the room in the night, only in the night. And this is obvious. You should know that this is quite demonic. Trying to stir fear, this thing will happen, this something will move from here to that side. That was what she was seeing and facing. So she could stay up night afraid and not sleep all night. And by the time the day is dawning, around 5:36, the spirit leaves. And that is when she's also able to get some sleep. But it's not enough. Why? Because she's supposed to go to class. So she will go to class tired, already exhausted, and whatever is going on in class, she can't follow. And when she comes back in the night, this thing keeps happening. So she approached me and told me this is what is happening. Well, I didn't pray for her. I showed her some of the things I'm telling you. That's what I told her. I told her same things. That I said, when you get to your room, say that in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to pack your bags and leave. That's all. I showed her how Jesus said, I have given you power, authority to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. I showed her this from the Bible. She saw that, she believed that. When she got to her room, she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, pack your bags and leave. She said that in the name of Jesus Christ. That night, she slept peacefully. Those demons, those spirits, they are gone. We are not helpless. Because we matter to him, he has given us his Holy Spirit. Also, he has given us his name. So use the name of Jesus over your country. Yes, we can use the name of Jesus over our cities. We can say, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace reign, righteousness reign, honesty reign in this country, in these cities, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, armed robbery is going down. In Jesus' name, shooting is going down. In the name of Jesus, we break the demonic influence over this city, over this town. Use the name of Jesus over your town. Use the name of Jesus over your marriage. You can. Use the name of Jesus over your job. And you can even use the name of Jesus over your academics. Because we matter to Him. He has given us the name of Jesus Christ to use. Is there a sickness in your body that you've been told it's incurable? Look, Jesus makes you well. Because you matter to God, God sent His Son to carry your sicknesses, to carry your pains. We are the reason. Because we matter to Him. Jesus Christ came to carry our sicknesses and our pains in His own body. Surely, He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Surely, He has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Sorrows means pains. He has carried our pains. Surely, He has borne our sicknesses. Not He is going to carry. No, He has borne. So, what you are feeling now, He has already carried it more than 2,000 years ago. He carried it. And He carried our pains. Yet we esteem Him stricken, smitten by God, afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, you are healed. I'm sorry, I don't care whatever they said. It's incurable. To man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And He has already done that through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for you and for me. Please go with me to Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, let's look at verse 16 into verse 17. When evening had come, they brought to Him many who were demon-possessed. They brought to Jesus Christ many who were demon-possessed. And He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. All those that came to Jesus Christ, He healed them all. Watch this. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He Himself took our infirmities. He has taken them. Yes, you feel that in your body. You say, in the name of Jesus Christ, sickness leave. He Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Because we matter to God, He sent His Son to carry our sicknesses and our pains. Is your heart broken because people keep rejecting you? And are you jumping from relationship to relationships? God Himself will mend your heart. You matter to Him. And He is the only one that can satisfy you. Only one that can satisfy you. He mends the brokenhearted. That is what He does. He's an expert in that. He mends broken hearts. Heals broken hearts. Are you burdened with guilt and condemnation because of some sins in your life, which makes you unworthy to approach the Holy God? Please listen. God has provided a way to forgive you so you can come boldly to Him. He sent His Son Jesus Christ to wear the crown of thorns on His head so that you can have a sound mind free from fears, guilt, depression, anxieties, and stress. He has made a way. And He made the way through His Son Jesus Christ. Let's go to Romans chapter 4. Romans 4 verse 25. God delivered up His Son because of our offenses, because of our sins, and was raised because of our justification. We can read it this way. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. In other words, He was raised to life so that we might be made right with God, so that we can be declared righteous in the eyes of God. When God forgives, He forgives you completely. In Isaiah chapter 43, let's look at verse 25. This is what God said. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. So I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, all your sins are forgiven you, in Jesus' name. And when God forgives you, He forgives you completely. Do people see you as a hopeless case and no one wants to be around you or with you because they say you don't have the charisma or the X factor? Please listen. What men see is not the final. What men say is not the final. But it's what God sees and what God says. What God says is what is final. And if God says you are worth the blood of his son, then you are somebody to him. And wherever you are listening to this, and you want to receive this Jesus into your life. You want to make him your Lord. You want to come home to the Father's love. You want to say amen to what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you, for your sins, and to make his own. Pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus Christ to come die for me. I believe in my heart that you, God, you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life from today. I receive your eternal life now, and I ask for your Holy Spirit to come and dwell in me and live in me. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, if you prayed that simple prayer, you are now a child of God, a son or a daughter of God. You're welcome to this great family, and God bless you. I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, make you complete in every good work, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you were helped in any way by this episode, please give us your review and subscribe to receive latest messages like these. If you want to contact us on a personal level, please send us an email to the email address in the description below. We would love to hear from you. Keep on hearing and keep on growing. And remember that God is your Father. Stay tuned for the next episode.